This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, we opened up on the mixed side this morning, and then we went negative and never came off of being negative. We managed to bounce off the lows of the session for both live cattle and feeder cattle, but we still closed negative. We saw choice box beef at mid-morning up 21 cents, selects up $1.29, had a good total movement of 105 loads. We also saw cattle kill day of 112,000 head, and we're also hearing reports out in the country in the south and the north, both of 159 trade taking place in our feed yards. We saw the hog market today for the first time in a long time. All contracts closed positive. On the close today, June cattle 62 lower. August live cattle 87 lower. August feeders down 45. October feeders down 97. And June lean hogs 40 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Tom, what helped out the wheat markets today?
Well, Leslie, that's the only thing that really did see help is we saw overnight trade negative across the board for wheat, corn, and soybeans, and we saw all those contracts make new lows for the week today, but we did not see our corn and soybeans able to get back positive, while the wheat did mainly on technical buying. We really lacked any fresh news in our grain markets. Tomorrow we will see our weekly export sales, but we're not expecting anything out of that to really give the markets any kind of a bounce or even heard them anymore, and we've already heard them. On the close today, July KC wheat up a nickel, September KC up 4.5, July Chicago up 2.75, July corn closed 2 cents lower, December corn down 3, July soybeans were down 5 cents, November beans down 3.75, and July cotton 20 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.